Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to ghost host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the ghost host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to ghost host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the ghost host Sophia on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast. And I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
Wow, thank you, Jeff Belanger, that's awesome. 10 years, yes, a decade. Sophia has been on air here on liveparanormal.com, and actually now, officially as of yesterday, a month into that too as well, so... Congratulations, Sophia. Fantastic. You've helped a lot of people over the years, and we couldn't be prouder of you, Sophia. Great job. Everyone, feel free to jump into the chat room. If you have any questions for our guests, too, make sure that they're all caps. Your call-ins are welcome. 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. Thank you, Rob Sirk, the site founder of Life Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week, and all of our moderators. Guys, thank you so much over the years for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed. it's been a great help to us over the years, having you guys and initially starting this show too as well. We hope everyone's keeping safe out there. Today we welcome international psychic medium, Second Sight Paranormal founding psychic investigator, LifeParanormal.com sister host here, and cold case psychic Erica Marcia Busserhain on the Ghost Host Show. She'll be joining us shortly. Everyone, so play along here. Visit SecondSightParanormal.com. That's SecondSightParanormal.com, ColdCasePsychic.com, PensacolaComicCon.com, Facebook, Second Sight Paranormal TV, Twitter and Instagram, at Second Sight TV, YouTube search, International Psychic Medium, Erica Busserhain. Do not fear. I will post all of these links into the chat room, too. So that'll be during the show as well, so you can get any links you miss there. Upcoming, we have Ghost Hunters and Ghost Mind Paranormal Investigator Kristen Lumen. Next week on the 17th, she'll be on this very program. OC Paracon founder Henry San Miguel, he'll be on the program on the 28th. His California event is going to be October 1st and 2nd. So a good event out here in Southern California, finally. So visit ocparacon.com. That's ocparacon.com for full event details. You don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts, too. We have other people securing their dates. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LifeParanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Also like LifeParanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new broadcasters have been added to the roster here at LifeParanormal.com. So check that out and see what the roster is like these days. Also, check out the membership packages on LifeParanormal. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, DVDs, lithos, things of that type. He's great at rewarding the members here. Also support the vendors here, too, as well on Live Paranormal. And tonight on Live Paranormal, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffey of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now joining Kindred Spirits. He's right here monthly, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, many more right here on this very network. Also, if you miss anything, archive shows that are available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of LifeParanormal.com. And let's see here. Let's bring her in here and congratulate her too. Sophia, congratulations. 10 years on LifeParanormal.com. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. I know we had a lot of prayers and comfort, warmth, and healing for our great friend Larry Starr, great friend of the family, and their whole family is too. But it looked like he was having a stroke last night, and his CAT scan came back. There were some early prayers going on for him, and it looks like they might have worked because he got all clear on there. So that was good news that we received today. But Sophia, congratulations on doing a fantastic job. I know tonight Erica Marcia Busserhain and Second Sight Paranormal will host an extremely haunted historic Pensacola house featured in Newsweek event, and the tickets are available on Eventbrite. So if you go to the search field on Eventbrite.com, extremely haunted historic Pensacola house, start entering that, you'll see the event come up as I look for it too. So that looks like a great event coming up. But Sophia, you got these Twitters, you got all these different things. Where's the easiest place? Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli is 1L, and Instagram is at Sophia Temporelli.
And I think I have a more extensive list of links here, so let me read them for you here. For Erica, it's SecondSightParanormal.com. That's SecondSightParanormal.com, ColdCasePsychic.com, PensacolaComicCon.com, and on Facebook, Second Sight Paranormal TV, and on Twitter and Instagram for everybody joining us, you can go just directly to at Second Sight TV, and also YouTube search, International Psychic Medium Erica Busserhain. Let's bring her into the studio, Sophia, and here she is. Thanks for coming on again.
Hey, it's going to be awesome. I totally love coming on this show.
Hey, Erica, thank you so much for coming on today, and congratulations on your upcoming event tonight, too.
Thank you. We've been to this house several times so far. It's actually for sale, and I'm telling you, if I had $750,000 just laying around, I would buy it, no question.
Well, it's got the wraparound porch. It's a cool place.
It is. It's beautiful. It the owners had turned it into a bed and breakfast. It's like, I think, 5,500 square feet. It's got a couple kitchens. You could really make it a wonderful bed and breakfast, or what I would do with it is definitely just make it a daily ghost investigation, because the place is off the chain.
Well, that's awesome. Can you tell the audience a little bit about the location and, you know, just the event itself?
Yeah, we started Second Sight Paranormal Television with the Second Sight Paranormal team. Richard and several of the people that are on my team, I've been knowing them for years, and we just said, let's get together and just do this whole paranormal thing. So we've been doing different locations in Pensacola and Alabama for the local TV show that we were shooting. And this house, I was just scouting new locations, and this house just came up on Google as one of the haunted locations in town that was for sale. And it was a T.W. Finch house, which is a gentleman that allegedly haunts the home. We went in to just pretty much shoot a show, and all things went haywire. And we decided to just let the public participate in the same kind of crazy activity that we got in that house.
Well, that's awesome. You guys caught so much when you were there. It sounds like an amazing location. And, you know, I know you were talking about your team, Second Sight Paranormal, too. Can you tell the audience a little bit about your team and who's part of it?
Oh, yeah. So Second Sight Paranormal, you can find us at secondsightparanormal.com. And basically, our team is consisted of a lot of diversity. Being a woman of color, I wanted to make sure that we had women represented of all faiths. Some of the things I love about my team members is we have people that are Wiccan. It's not just, Christian and Catholic. We have diversity in color. We have African-American. We have Richard, who's my lead investigator, who's been investigating for years, 20-plus years. Brian Lee Watley, a lead investigator. Robert, we call him Reebok for short. He's our audio-video analyst. And Valerie Shakespeare has a freaking master's degree in criminology. She is my crime expert, Sabrina. We call her Sabrina the Witch because she is definitely my metaphysical, sensitive, and occult expert. We've got even, Glenn. I call him Glenn Gregory sometimes because I never say his name right. He's my UFO expert. And Dawn, I call her Para Barbie because she's just so cute. She's our case manager. Miriam is our historian. And we just have, so many other people on the team. And we don't all get together at the same time. Sometimes, people are living their lives. But it's a pretty large team, and we love to go in and get together when we do, and it just meshes so well.
That's really nice that you have such a cohesive and diverse team, It's just really amazing to see, how well you work together, especially at events like tonight. So I think it's really cool, specifically, too, because you have, people with criminology backgrounds and Wiccan backgrounds, so you really have all those different viewpoints just coming together to try and figure out what's actually there.
Yeah, and I've got to pick some fun on Valerie, my crime expert. I mean, she is tough as freaking nails in a criminal setting. She's worked in jail.
Yeah.
She's been probationary officer. I mean, she's done everything pretty much, military, war, all of this. I'm the one on the team that's like, hey, Valerie, come here. I'm experiencing this. This ghost just touched me. And she's like, girl, I ain't with this religious. Why are you always trying to call me into some, I'm not going to say the word she says, but mess. And she's like the first one to be like, nah, that's okay. But put her in another setting. I mean, she's tough as nails. But, the ghost thing, we're so drawn to it and so scared of it at the same time. It's just beautiful. Richard is not that way. He's like, where's the ghost? Bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, that's great, too. It's funny to see, you know, people... I'm a paranormal investigator, but I don't watch horror movies, and people think that that's, like, a real, like, oxymoron somehow. So I can kind of see where she's coming from. Like, she can go through criminology, but this, it's like, oh, I'm just not too sure.
Yeah, I've just noticed, or recently just become a Dead Files fanatic, you know. And so I... unfortunately did not watch a lot of paranormal television because I live it. So it's like, you know, I don't need to see it on television. I live it 24 hours. But I've recently become a Dead Files fanatic, and I just love the whole concept of the show and what they do. And it's somewhat scary, too. I mean, you know, we have had investigations that are very similar to the concept of that show. I definitely want to, you know, at some point talk about what we call cursed cliffs, reluctantly, sometime, you know, during this show today, probably is one of our worst investigations and the only one that really scared the crap out of me. But, you know, I do love the diversity of our team, and I am so happy to work with, you know, for sure, Richard and Brian, just long-term friends that have been in this business for a long time. They're really great assets to us.
That's really, you know, just so amazing to see your team work so well together. And I know you were talking about, you know, kind of the criminology aspect of some haunted locations. I mean, some are used to be crime scenes. Do you actually work, you know, doing cold cases as well?
Well, you know, I kind of started out doing that with my psychic ability. And, you know, when you're raising children and looking at dead bodies, it's you know, kind of heartbreaking. And so there are times that I've had to pull away from it. Our team is interested in working on some cases like that. We just recently had a building in Pensacola that the Boy Scouts were kind of cleaning up, and I guess they discovered some bones under a crawl space. And so we have intentions on going to that location in probably the near future and seeing what I, as a, you know, forensic psychic would pick up on the crime scene, and we do intend on doing that, but I just find it's such a delicate balance with the paranormal, you know, asking the questions and being very respectful of, you know, the families of people maybe that are looking for answers with their cold cases and crime scenes. It's a very delicate, respectful balance that we want to make sure that we keep. And so until we find that balance, we've kind of held off, but, like, it is on our radar for the future for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talked a little bit about your team, but let's learn more about you and your abilities. At what age did you initially discover that you had these psychic abilities?
That's kind of up in the air. I always kind of say 7 to 10, you know, because I think I had an imaginary friend for a long time. And so growing up in a house where the females in the family, my mom specifically, my aunt, my grandmother, all were psychic and mediums on some level. You know, I think growing up I didn't really know I was different when I would see things and know things as a small child, have imaginary friends. Hear inner dialogue of people talking. You know, some people have this when they're about to go to sleep or when they first wake up. They'll hear their name or they'll hear a conversation. It's almost like they're listening into another frequency or television. So some of us, mediums and psychics, have that going on at different times throughout our lives, and some of us have it all the time. And so I think being that way, you know, from a young age, seeing dead people, playing with dead people, you know, I was an only child, but I realize now that I had imaginary friends that no one knew about. So that kind of carrying on into my life and having my mom play with the Ouija board and, you know, just doing all these crazy things that, you know, hipsters and I guess, you know, whatever she was doing at the time as a little hippie black girl, you know, I was kind of around it, but reluctantly wanting to not get involved in it because I thought it was the devil, you know. So it's ironic now that I just do this so openly, and I love it, you know, and I love being a part of helping people embrace their own intuition because, like me, growing into a family that's like that, you know, when you hit society, it's wrong. And so, you know, one of the biggest things that I want to do is dispel the myth. I have a good friend of mine who says, you know, Erica, what your gift is you make being psychic normal. You take the evil out of it. You take the fear out of it. You know, when you're talking to people, like I had a guy come to my house, they're doing some repairs, and I looked at him and I said, hey, do you have a cut right here like a stab wound on your stomach? And he looked at me like I was like, what? You know, and he's like, yeah, I do. How do you know that? And I said, well, let me tell you a story. But now he's not freaked out. I mean, because he knows me. He's like, oh, my God, that's crazy. You mean dead people can really talk to us and we're not alone? You know, my grandfather or my dad or whoever can tell you those things to let me know they love me? Okay, it's not that bad. It's not evil. So I think people like me, we're on this planet to make being intuitive, to talking to our loved ones that have passed, not bad, not weird, you know, a good thing, you know, bring some love into the psychic ability, you know, not some fear.
For sure. Actually, it's so funny you brought up this car story, because you did that to my dad, actually, last time you were on the show. And we talk about it all the time. You go, there's an older woman telling me there's something wrong with you on your left side. And my dad goes, oh, it's probably my earring. And I'm like, how about that 6-inch cancer scar on your arm? And you go, yeah, that's it. My dad is just like, it's like earrings. I'm like, how about the giant cancer scar on your arm?
And, you know, I find it odd because I'm like not a blood and guts kind of girl. They show me the weirdest thing. This is so inappropriate, but it's funny. I remember I was doing a gallery, and I was reading this guy, and I looked down, and they showed me like a barbell, and I looked down again, and they showed me a barbell, and I looked at him, and I said, what? And he says, well, tell me what you see. And I said, a barbell. And he says, yeah, that's my Napoleon piercing. And I looked at him like, you have a piercing there? And he said, yeah. He says, but the question is how were you able to see it? You just made me believe in you because I didn't believe in psychic. I mean, it was a group full of people. So it's just those weird things that happen. I have no idea why they showed me some of the weirdest things, the scars and the cuts. And, you know, I have no idea. It's just, to me, it's validity, and it's crazy stuff, and I love it. And I tell them to keep it coming.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely so gifted and such an amazing psychic. We've sent, you know, family friends to connect with loved ones, and you really helped them so much and gave them answers. So it was really nice to see that, because that person wasn't even in the paranormal, and, you know, you really made them feel better about the situation.
I appreciate that. You know, I feel like family, even though I haven't been to visit there yet. I say yet to California to visit. But yeah, your family, you as starting out being this paranormal rock star, and your family and father and mom being so supportive, and to watch you kind of grow, I feel kind of old, honey, to watch you kind of grow up into this beautiful young woman. Just so proud of you, and I love the fact that, you know, a lot of us in the paranormal community as women are so supportive of each other. There's not a lot of catfight in paranormal, like on reality television. I think that's a beautiful thing, because our hearts are really to be of service and to help the community find answers and, you know, sometimes just have some kind of understanding of the unknown.
Absolutely. And, you know, thank you for all your support throughout the years. You know, my family and I love you. And my mom specifically, she loves seeing your Facebook posts. She just absolutely adores you.
I adore her, too. She's so beautiful. I mean, I've seen pictures of your family, and I'm thinking, I know there was one of some, I think it was like a velvet, I don't remember if it was a velvet, like ruffled, your dad had this velvet ruffled shirt or something. It was really cool. Or maybe it was your, I was like, oh my God, he's hot.
And
your mom is absolutely gorgeous, you know, and you are as well. And all the children, I mean, gosh, you got great DNA, girl.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that was their wedding photo. So my mom thinks he looks good in that too, but I'm here as his daughter to, you know, bring his ego back to earth.
Yeah.
But speaking of children, I know you were talking about how your psychic ability kind of ran in your family. Do you, any of your kids, do they show signs of also sharing your ability?
They do. You know, they're both scientific minds, both equally intuitive, I would say, but very much afraid of and don't want nothing to do with it. But there are times that their intuition will shine through to help them make decisions. I know just recently my oldest son was out on the beach, and I had had a premonition for him not to go. But, you know, as a mom, we have to let them go and let them do their things. And he was in the water in a rip current, probably not going to make it, to be honest. I mean, because it was a dire circumstance, and he was out there by himself. Never do that, kids. But something got him through it. Something reminded him of something that he needed to know. There was a second voice that told him what to do and saved my baby. So all I can say is that, you know, we all have this ability to tap into that intuition. And even though they're, you know, both computer, you know, one is in cybersecurity, one is in computer science, they're very logical, engineering type of minds, they do still tap into the right creative psychic part when necessary, and that connection to their ancestry and to their guidance is always there, as it is with the listeners. You know, sometimes they ask me, well, how do I turn it back on? When I was young, it was, you know, I was very intuitive. It's just simply as, you know, saying, hey, I want to be that way again, and the path will be, you know, I'd say outlined for you. You'll run into synchronicities. You'll meet people. You'll find things on the Internet. You'll find things when you start that path. It'll fall into your lap pretty much.
Well, that's amazing that he had that at the beach. I'm glad he's okay, but it's really good that he had someone there to guide him through that situation.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when we do good, you know, because I always tell people when I, you know, I always say this thing that I have a lot of angels on the other side that I have helped, and I've always just asked them to watch over my boys and my family. And I know exactly who helped him. It was a gentleman by the name of Chase, and I helped his mom, and he let me know that he helped my son. And so I let his mom know that his son or her son had helped my son from the other side as a deceased male. And so I know that they do help us. And you can tap into that anytime. Those listening, just pray and ask, meditate, receive, and the rest is up to you.
Absolutely. That's such great advice. And I know we'll be taking a quick commercial break soon, but really quick, I know you early in the show you were talking about your scariest experience. Can you tell the audience a little bit more about that and what happened to you?
Yeah, so the team went out to this place called Bay Bluffs out in Pensacola. Lots of crime, lots of murder, lots of bad energy, just a lot of history that's pretty negative. We encountered what I would say is some diabolical energy that scratched one of my lead investigators, flooded my crime expert's house, did some things to me in the bathtub. I don't even want to remember scratches pretty much. And just a whole bunch of stuff. Everybody that went that night had something happen to them either that night, the night after, or within that week. It was a crazy thing. But they went back. You know, my team is crazy. Black girls on the team were like, no, we ain't going. And that's why we survive in the movies.
Hey, I completely agree with you. When I lived in a haunted house, my mom would be, like, the first one to, like, run to stuff. And the ghost was, like, a really creepy, like, stalker guy. And I'm like, you know, Mom, you would definitely be the first person to die in a horror movie. I've told her that so many times. And I'm just like, Not me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I told them, I said, something pops off, girlfriend is running. You gonna be laughing at how fast I'm running up out of here. And they went back for round two. This time was a little different, but the first time we got our butts kicked. I will honestly say that. We got our butts kicked.
Yeah, my mom would definitely be the person to be like, oh, well, I'm going to go back in. I'm like, is it good, though? I love paranormal investigating, but I also know I don't want whatever. There's some things I don't want to know about. It's just that simple.
Yeah, there are. I mean, you know, there's, as we talk about portals, and, you know, they're different. Mm-hmm. They're different things that we don't see that are good and bad. And there are most times, I think, that people call, you know, paranormal investigators and they see shadow figures or they have an uneasy mm-hmm. feeling. It's more about fear. It's not really anything negative or evil or demonic or anything. They watch television too much and, you know, have that 3 o'clock thing, like, oh my God, I got 3 scratches at 3 o'clock. I mean, I've heard that so many times, it's crazy. But mm-hmm. So, you know, it's usually something very loving. It's not scary. But there are the other things. There are other entities and, you know, spirits and forces. There are not. And so you have to tread very carefully within those worlds.
Absolutely. And I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And I want to thank Erica for those kind words. And also, no one's called me hot in over 25 years, so I got to thank her for that. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Everyone, visit the sites right now, secondsightparanormal.com. That's secondsightparanormal.com, coldcasepsychic.com, PensacolaComicCon.com, Facebook, Second Sight Paranormal TV, Twitter and Instagram at Second Sight TV, and YouTube search International Psychic Medium Erica Musser Haynes. So everybody check that out as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files. And you're listening to host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know. It's almost like we didn't even break.
That's right. It's the Ghost of the Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. I'm bringing everyone back into the studio right now. And Erica... and Sophia, you're back on, but Erica, well, I'm trying to unmute. There, we got you back in. But do you sense anything over the course of the show of hearing Sophia's voice or anything regarding a direction or anything like that?
I'll be focusing on that. Hearing Dave Schrader's voice on there just takes me back to, you know, when we first met so many years ago here in Pensacola. He had come down for the Pensacola Paracon, and through the years, yeah, just keeping in touch and very just happy about his success, you know, just a really, really great guy. So shout out, yeah, to Dave Schrader. I knew him when. but, yeah, so as far as direction for Sophia, So I think there was some kind of like, I guess, thinking about school or something like that. I would still kind of keep that on the burner because I feel like there's some kind of training or something that you're going to do. But I'm going to push you to Hollywood, sweetie. Have you been doing any casting or anything lately?
I mean, I get people reaching out to me, you know, just, like, because October's coming up. I do work with, like, the Dark Zone and stuff, and I know they're putting together an event soon in October. So, you know, occasionally I'll work with them. But October's definitely a busy month for me.
You know what? I just literally heard you're a mini-me. So let me tell you what that means. Look at doing your own events. Look at creating your own events. Also look at booking, meaning you being a booker for talent that you're going to interact with. Create your own agency. So, you know, not only are you this radio paranormal diva, I'm just going to put that out there, but I think you're more than likely going to start doing your own events. Where you're going to have talent come together and, you know, pretty much you're running the show. There would probably be some opportunities for you to book the same talent in either your shows or other shows abroad. But I also feel like there are going to be some kind of television opportunities for you, too. And the career aspect as far as education, there might be some pull out of the country, too, because I see you, like, in a castle someplace, maybe doing some investigations. So don't just focus on your career here. You'll probably be overseas someplace doing something. I would brush up on business because I think that's what the training is going to be about to some degree. But the marketing, social media, you as kind of like this powerhouse, that for sure is coming up in the future. So just kind of be thinking about that, okay?
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I would love, I always tell people I would love to go to, like, Dracula's castle or something. So, like, when you say castles, like, overseas, that's immediately what comes to mind. So that just is so exciting to think about.
All right, casters out there, put her in something in Transylvania at a castle. She needs to be out there.
Yeah, it was so funny, too. That was actually the episode of Ghost Adventures that was on yesterday before my Queen Mary episode. They went to Dracula's castle. So it's really cool to see and stuff. But speaking of, you know, overseas and, you know, so many haunted locations, where would you like to investigate most in the world?
I honestly want to go someplace to Japan just because, you know, their belief system about death is so different in some ways and sometimes horror. But there is a forest, and I'm not really sure where it is exactly, but it's a place where a lot of people go to commit suicide. And I want to go to that forest. And I don't know why I'm drawn to go there. I do plan on leaving, but I do. I just kind of want to touch the trees and walk the land and just see how many people can tell me their stories of how they ended up here. Because suicide is, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like cancer. It's an epidemic. And, you know, it comes from many different things. I would say depression that can sometimes be genetic. It can be situational things. It can be life in general. But it hits every race. It hits every country. And that area in Japan, you know, I would love to just walk that land because that's where a lot of people go to commit suicide and just see if they can, you know, walk me back and have, I want to be a voice for them, you know. And I think it'd be cool to make some type of movie, like a paranormal movie, not just investigating it, but telling their stories because I'm sure there are a lot of people that have died in that area and, you know, they're almost forgotten in a way. They're known by their families, of course, but there's nothing to immortalize their life and give some kind of understanding to why they died in those woods.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible, just that whole situation with the forest. I would love to go to Japan and just see Tokyo and all the beautiful sights there, but, I mean, there is so much, you know, tragic history between the suicide forest, you know, Okinawa and everything.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the cliffs, too, you know, one of our investigators talked about, you know, the cliffs of people that, you know, pretty much fell off the cliffs and committed suicide in war. So every place has a lot of history, and I find that as mediums talk to people of other cultures and other dialects, it's ironic that they're able to communicate to us in our language. And sometimes, you know, there are words that I have heard in German, there are words that I've heard in Filipino language, Tagalog, you know, mm-hmm. that I would not understand, but fortunately I would say it and they would understand, but they mostly speak to me in English. But I would love to try that to see what I would learn in those forests.
Absolutely. And I know we have a caller really quick.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we have a caller from New York City. Let's see here. I'm trying to unmute the queue. Hi, what's your first name?
Hey, this is Stacy. I'm calling from New York. How are you doing today?
Hey, Stacy, how are you doing?
Not bad at all.
How can I help you?
All right. I talked to you about a year ago.
Okay.
Yes. So I just wanted to get some advice. I'm not sure. My question, it can, well, you know what? I'm going back to acting school. And I'm going back. I don't think I'll be going back until maybe the beginning of the year or next spring.
Okay.
And just wanted to see what do you pick up around acting school for me.
This is kind of cool because, see, I live in Florida, and I've been in New York, so I understand what that feels like. I call that up north, up there. At this point, you live up there. And so Georgia is, like, right next to us. In Pensacola, in Florida. And so I feel that there is going to be some connection to Georgia, that state. And there's a lot of acting and, you know, movies that go through there. The thing is, you've got to change representation, and I hate to say that. there's somebody you know maybe that was helping you out, but I feel like you've got to get more serious with it. So that might be a new agent or someone else, and there's some accountability, and I hate to say this, but there's some accountability that we both have to work on. And it would be something as simple as if you needed to lose 10 pounds because you think you're going to look better on camera at 10 pounds. There's something that you're it's like you're stopping yourself, because when you look in the mirror, you don't feel like you're ready. And I'm saying it doesn't matter if you're 500 pounds or 110 pounds or 5 pounds. You have the goods, but you've got to look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm that girl and I deserve to be. And then I almost feel like you've got to push a little bit harder with getting you some somebody to represent you talent-wise, and they need to plug the heck out of you in Georgia, in Atlanta specifically, because I do feel like you're going to go from New York to Atlanta, and it might be some casting opportunities there. Not move, but literally work out of there for a bit, okay? So enjoy that.
You know, you are so right. You are so right about the Atlanta, number one, because I am moving there.
Hey!
I'm going to move there, but that's not until next year sometime. Maybe by June, but I it could be before then, but I'm looking to move to Atlanta, and you're right, I am stopping myself, because right now I put on weight. I was in a car accident. So I'm about 60 to 70 pounds overweight, but losing the weight is very easy for me because I used to work out. Right now I have a broken toe, so I'm not going anywhere. I have a broken toe, so right now I'm going to be out of commission for another 4 weeks. I mean, maybe 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
And then I'll be able to resume working out. But you are right, and I need someone to push the heck out of me. Far as representation in Georgia, I am definitely open to it.
Good. And I'm going to tell you one thing about me. I don't know if you follow me on Facebook, but sometimes I can be extra. Not always. But sometimes I just have to put my little fur robe on and stroll around in my high heels and think I'm in the 1920s to get Erica with this mindset. So I don't know whatever that is for you, but if you got to be dying Carolyn for a minute and be like, I'm about to get this career going, or whoever you look at when you see yourself on, you know, on the screen, you've got to have that person and be able to channel that person and create that energy, because right now you are blocking yourself. There is nothing physically wrong with you. I'm going to say you're going to go about 10 pounds down, and that's fine, but even if you didn't go down 10 pounds, you're still going to rock it. You just got to get somebody to motivate and push you.
You are right.
It's an agent. I'm going to be honest. It's an agent. So you need, if you've got one now, change agents because that person ain't the one. Okay?
Okay. And thank you about the motivation. Just to give you a snippet here, I'm glad that you're extra. And just to throw it back at you, I used to have one, my first acting teacher passed away. And she used to motivate the heck out of me. I was at the point that I thought I was going to become the next J-Lo or sitting next to Beyonce. That's how she had me to think. But she passed away. So once she passed away, it was like everything kind of went downhill. But as far as the agent, you're right. I need an agent that's on that particular mind level. So if I have someone that's going to motivate me, then it's going to be done.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I want you to do when you get off the phone with, or get off the air. I want you to go look at Diane Carroll because I'm totally love her, but there's something about your prior agent lady that's her. You'll get it totally 100%. It might be the class. It might be the air of her, but she ran that like that, and I want you to kind of embody that beauty and that confidence of her and the elegance of her because she has an elegant, she has a very elegant tone. But she also is pushing you to do this. So honor her and just say, hey, help me along the way, and I'm not going to let you down, and I promise to follow through, and she'll lead you.
Okay, wow. Sounds great. And my last question, before I let you go, do you see what month I should start looking for an apartment in Atlanta or looking for a townhouse in Atlanta?
I'm going to actually say you're going to need to start doing that like in November of this year. Okay. I'm not necessarily saying that you're going to move this year, but for some reason there is a lot that's probably going to change, relationship and all that stuff. We're going to get into that. But you're needing to kind of know what area. And I'm going to tell you, there's a place called Oracle 2020 that's, that's the magazine. It's the Hooten Owl in Georgia. I think she's in Silver Springs. Look at that area for whatever reason, because I don't know that I'm in Atlanta, but I know that you're close driving to it, but you're more in a rural area, okay?
All right, so we'll chat. Thank
all right,
you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For
you're
the call, Stacey.
Thank you, guys. Okay.
Wow, thank you for that call.
Wow.
She looks cool. Her energy is like,
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're so spot on today. I mean, with her and with me, it's just, you're so incredible. I mean, you really can help so many people with your abilities. So it's just amazing to hear you work and just see all you do for people.
Thank you. I think that I stay humble because I realize that this is not about me. You know, I think this is just a beautiful connection that I have to spirit where they tell me some awesome stuff. And as long as I understand that I'm just a receptacle, it's not me doing the voila, I think that they keep me humble that way and my channel stays pretty clear. But I love what I do. I love to empower people. And, I just feel like it's a reciprocal thing. There are times that I do readings for people and they're crying and I'm over here in my house just crying tissue after tissue. And when I leave that conversation all snotty, I feel so good that they got some kind of closure and, you know, they can move on. So, yeah, it's those times that just are awesome. And, you know, there are other times that I want to say, hey, you don't need me. I'm not going to read you every day or every week or every 6 months. I want to empower you to learn how to listen yourself. And so I do have meditations on my website at coldcasepsychic.com that I personally scripted out with some help of, you know, a wonderful lady. And they help make, again, being intuitive, not scary, and very simple. And so I welcome people to check those out as well on my website.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing, you know, you have that for people, too. You know, it's always nice to hear, you know, what you can expect out of life and, you know, help kind of affirm you're doing the right thing in life or, you know, what you're doing is working. But, you know, it's also good to, you know, figure some things out on your own. So I think it's really nice you have that balance for people, too.
Yeah, a lot of people read tarot for themselves, you know, and I think for us, you know, our body is the best instrument, you know, that gut intuition, no, this doesn't feel right, but just learning to ask questions and, you know, being still for just a moment and listening. I think that goes a long way. And people can do that.
Absolutely. It's just really, you know, incredible, too. And, you know, how you were saying people who want to develop their abilities, just, you know, ask for, you know, that back and you'll receive it, too. Because, you know, you are so gifted. It's just really great. You know,
thank you. You're gifted
you.
Too. You know that, and your mom. You know, oh my gosh, her like I'm an energy girl. You know, her energy is very gifted too. And I think when y'all mesh together as a family, it kind of amplifies what you got going on. So I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're across the street from my grandma too. I call her Bruja because she just. I can't even explain her. She is just, like, one time she told my mom, she just kept telling my mom, you don't look good. You don't look well. My mom's like, oh, my God, Mom, please stop telling me that. And then she found out that, like, a month later, she had uterine cancer, which she later had a hysterectomy to remove. But, like, my grandma just saying that out of the blue, it's just, like, she just knows something. I can just tell.
Yeah, and, you know, that runs so deep in the family. So it comes to us differently. You know, some, like your grandmother probably can just look at her daughter and say, whoa, your energy feels off or you don't look right. Whereas you, I think when you meet people, you sense, this is good for me, this isn't. And the only thing I would say is just don't second guess it, you know, because sometimes we want to give people the benefit of the doubt a little bit too much. Go with your gut, okay?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. That's weird you say that. That's actually, like, the number one thing I can do. Like, I'm not psychic like you. I'm a sensitive. I can tell if, like, there's a spirit in a location or if it's, like, good or bad. I like to say I'm more like a smoke detector, not super useful for anything but telling you there's a fire. But, like, yeah, when I meet people, I can kind of just feel that, you know, just, like, the vibe. So it's really weird that you say that because I don't really bring that up ever.
Yeah, and I think you're a little bit more sensitive than you want to admit. It just how we channel it might be different, but it is definitely going to be there for you, and you'll have an opportunity. And you do that every day, honestly, but you'll have other opportunities to really discover that later on. I think they're being a little cautious with you right now.
Yeah, probably. I like to think it's because, you know, my grandma's, like, half Native American, that it's just all from her because she's just always out there. But I know we're coming towards the end of the show. Are there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events you would like to mention, like the one tonight?
Yeah, we're partnering with Seville Quarter in Pensacola to start doing historic ghost investigations and walks. Our team, Second Sight Paranormal, at secondsightparanormaltv.com. We are looking for haunted locations across the globe, but primarily in the Panhandle and Gulf Coast area, where we can go out and investigate and shoot for our local TV show and Amazon Prime and the other things that we're doing. But we're also interested in being on television in some capacity. So if you got a show out there or you want to bring us on, we'd love to be a part of it. And I honestly would love to spread more of the mediumship across the networks from the scary aspect. And I think, like I said, I have just become recently a Ghost Files fan because I love the way she's kind of creepy like me, but I guess I'm a little more subdued. But I love how she makes it so simple and explains it, and she's so thorough in her mediumship, so I'm a fan of her. But I also would encourage people to just really, if you want to be more in touch with your psychic ability, it's not scary, it's not bad, it's you, ask, and then just start researching and finding, and everything, again, will fall into your lap if it's in your highest good.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been great talking to you, as always. I would love to have you back on in the future.
Would love to. And I will say one thing, like for Mom, just let her know that her side, I'm thinking this is a girlfriend of hers, is watching over her. And for Dad, I would probably say if this is not the anniversary of death, for someone close to him, I know that he's got a couple people watching out for him, but he's to go on the trip, and they're guiding him in his new direction, and he is to write a book. That's the next thing that's coming up for him, and he is going to continue to travel, and I do see him turning into this major speaker, so tell him, embrace that, okay?
Okay, wait, wow. Really quick. That's actually really weird. My dad, you know, the guy he wrote the book for, I believe he died this month in July.
Yeah,
later in the month.
Yeah, Peter
and
James.
My mom's best friend was murdered about 5 years ago, and my mom thinks about her, like, every day. Debbie from Ghost Adventures is my mom's best friend.
Oh, God, you just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
It just... You know, that love is just still there, and love never dies, and I think it's just so beautiful how they reach out to us, not just mediums, but to us mm-hmm. sometimes on a daily basis as a reminder that they're still around us, and they honor, you know, her remembering her and never letting her spirit die. And I did have the pleasure of meeting her before, and she was just, her energy, I loved her hair at the time, I think it was black and burgundy. I met her in Pennsylvania at Phenomenology. And she was a really nice energy. She was very sweet to me.
Absolutely, she
well,
was.
Thanks so much,
I know the show's ending, but thank you again so much for coming on.
Thank you, guys. God bless, and we'll be in touch.
Absolutely.
God bless you, and we're
going to
hear Debbie's
weekend.
Voice at the close of the show. Yeah, thanks, Erica. Great show today, Sophia.
Absolutely. Erica is such a great guest, as always. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, and I want to thank Stacy, the caller, too, for calling in. That was a great phone call. Also, Ghost Hunters, Ghost Mind, Paranormal Investigator, Kristen Lumen will be on the program next Saturday the 17th. Great show, everybody. We'll see you then.
Hi, this is Debbie Francie on Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.